Now, the rest of the story. You have heard and read and screen seen so many stories of Southern gentlemen who lost their grand plantations when they went to fight in the uncivil war. But please hear this one more. Now, Bob could have resigned his commission in the Army. It was within his power to resign, go home to the family estate, stay out of the conflict altogether. He could have done that. He realized that if he went off to fight for the Confederacy, the damn Yankees would almost certainly seize his land and sack his mansion, perhaps even burn it to the ground. Bob knew all of that. But his beloved Virginia had called him to arms, and he would answer. Saying goodbye to the family estate was one of the most difficult things he would ever have to do. It had belonged to his father-in-law, and what memories it held. Bob and his wife had been childhood sweethearts, so he had known the place for a great many years. His wife's family was one of the oldest and wealthiest in the state, was related by marriage to George Washington himself. Bob and his wife had been married in the old mansion house. When Bob's father-in-law died, the estate became his. It was the only home his children had ever known. The mansion itself was remarkably beautiful. It had large Doric columns and a massive stately portico and a breathtaking view in every direction. And there were springs and lovely gardens and 300 acres of groves and 600 acres of forest. And now, soon, thought Bob, it would all be in ashes. How right he was. When the Yankees got through with it, there wasn't much left. Everywhere a scene of desecration and obliteration. The shell of the mansion house stood bravely, as it always had, yet otherwise empty and pathetic. Its contents, priceless remnants of all of those happy years, had been removed and dispersed. The sprawling groves had been cut down for firewood, and as a final act of spite, the Union Army had transformed the magnificent sloping lawns into a graveyard for Union soldiers. Learning of the destruction and the humiliation, Bob was incensed, but he was not surprised. His estate, scarcely recognizable as the same spot, was gone. Nothing would ever bring it back. He and his family would have to start over again elsewhere and rebuild their lives. And yet what continued to haunt Bob, even long after that ugly war was over, was the spiteful creation of a Yankee burial ground on what once had been his own front yard. The Northerners called it poetic justice. Yet could they have imagined the rest of the story? For you see, instead of humiliating Bob, General Robert E. Lee, the commander of all the Confederate forces, instead of humiliating him, they further honored him. For the Union Army's graveyard that Lee's estate became eventually would serve as the final resting place for our nation's most honored men. For what began as an act of calculated vindictiveness against the arch enemy of the United States of America still bears the name of the Robert E. Lee Estate, Arlington National Cemetery. And now you know the rest of the story.